This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
To stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The finest soldiers, airmen, sailors, and Marines the world has ever seen. These patriots have shed their blood to defend our country in distant fields of battle across the earth. Our debt to them is eternal and everlasting. When we see people ripping up our flag and burning our flag, we don't like it. And we'll see what we're going to do about that, okay?
On health care reform, every day, the law known as Obamacare is destabilizing our health care. Destabilizing, surging premiums and forcing providers out of the market. If we don't act, the damage will be irreversible. We're going to act. That is why we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. We have no choice. We have no choice. We have absolutely no choice. So we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and you're going to get health care at a much lower price with a much lower deductible. It's so high now, you really can't, and for the most part, you can't use it. But we are going to have great health care at a much lower price. So on child care, I'm asking Congress to pass legislation to make safe and affordable child care accessible to all and people like that. That's something that Ivanka Trump, did anybody ever hear of Ivanka Trump? Huh? Ivanka Trump has been fighting for a long time, and I have, and I agree with her. On crime, the murder rate has experienced its largest increase in 45 years. We are going to support the incredible men and women of law enforcement, and we are going to bring this terrible crime wave to an end. Highest in 45 years, the murder. Ethics reform will be a crucial part of our 100-day plan as well. We're going to drain the swamp of corruption in Washington, D.C. Impose a 5-year ban on executive branch officials becoming lobbyists and a lifetime ban on officials becoming lobbyists for a foreign government. We face many, many challenges, but this is truly an exciting time to be alive in our country and hopefully to be alive in many other locations, because we are representative to a large extent of what's happening in the world. The world is looking up to us, but they haven't been looking up to us much, and they are going to start looking up again. We're going to be good for the world, not just good for our country. The script to what we're doing is not yet written. Remember, this has been a great, great move, the likes of which they've never seen before, the likes of which those folks back there that write the stories. No, I'll tell you. And they're saying it. They've never seen anything like this before. It's one of the great political phenomena of all time. And we're going to show them. We're going to do a great job. We're going to create a safe country. We're going to create a prosperous country. We're going to have jobs again, great jobs, not bad jobs, real jobs. And it's going to be something special. And hopefully they're going to write the truth.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good evening, people. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we've got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sayles. And have a Merry Christmas.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We were told it was coming. The evidence was there. Members of the Federal Communications Commission said they wanted to censor talk radio on the internet. And now it's been openly announced. Actually shutting down Infowars.com and thousands of other prominent sites. Not because we're fake, but because we expose the fake media. The current attack on free speech worldwide is so intense, so classically totalitarian, that quite frankly, I'm having trouble even believing it's this bad. They have been incrementally trying to erode free speech and the free press for a long time in Europe and the United States. In the last few years, we've seen Zuckerberg meet with the communist Chinese censors and pledge to them and Merkel that they would bring censorship here to the United States. Matt Drudge came here a year ago and warned us that he talked to a Supreme Court justice and others, and they were told censorship was coming in 2016. We've seen the internet handed over October 1st of this year to a international consortium headed up by the United Nations, with countries like Saudi Arabia on the board deciding what can be on the web and what can't. Now, the European Union Commission, unelected, came out and gave Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other tech giants 24 hours to censor a list of, quote, fake news that they've issued, that Infowars.com is on, that DrudgeReport.com is on, that Breitbart.com is on. And they mix it in with stuff like The Onion. This is outrageous. You have to sue someone to prove something's a fraud and then shut them down via damages. You can't, in a free society like the Communist Chinese do, say something's fake news because it criticizes the Central Committee and just arrest people. But I'm here to tell you, they've bitten off more than they can chew, in my view. We saw mainstream media further discredit itself with fake polls, lying. They got caught coordinating themselves with the White House, with Hillary. It's truly disgusting. And now we've seen the Washington Post, New York Times, you name it, come out, Politico, and say, time to censor Donald Trump, the president of the United States, for his Twitter saying it's bullying that he calls people liars and scumbags. That's his right to do. That's his view. They're allowed to call him every name under the sun. They're allowed in the New York Times and L.A. Times and Newsweek to call for his assassination, which is illegal. But, oh, my gosh, he called somebody fat or he did that. This is how they plan to bring in the political correctness where only nationalists and patriots and conservatives and veterans are censored. And Twitter responded saying, we're actually going to look at banning the president. But then it gets worse. They're attacking us on CBS News, ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC every hour. I mean, it's so bad, it's good. Because their dwindling audiences are only going to come to Infowars.com. And our numbers are just continuing to rise, dwarfing CNN, dwarfing the New York Times online, according to Quantcast and other services. But now, self-proclaimed hack in the WikiLeaks, telling Hillary and the Democrats, I'm a hack, I'll lie, I'll do whatever. You just tell me to say whatever you want, and I'll say it. Talk about fake news, who thinks you're stupid. Self-proclaimed hack and political writer Glenn Thrush participated in an MSNBC discussion where they say it's time to censor the media, it's time to ban discussions of pedophile networks, alleged networks, you name it, and it's time to shut down InfoWars and Alex Jones. They're really on TV because we've kicked their butts and proven they're the fake news, saying censor us. And ladies and gentlemen, if they can censor us, they can censor everybody. Now, to Matt Taibbi's credit at Rolling Stone and a journalist at the London Guardian's credit, they've come out and said this blacklist is incredibly dangerous. It makes McCarthy look like an angel. What in the hell are you doing? Stop it now. But the decrying of this tyranny is not strong enough from the left. So it may just be good cop, bad cop. But regardless, throw me in that briar patch any day. You want to just come out and say I'm fake news when we have a record of being way more accurate than you are? We're not getting orders from big corporations. We're self-funded. You are just butthurt that you work for big, corrupt, global corporations that are constantly starting wars and race baiting. You're just butthurt that you're just hacks, in your own words, mercenaries that read off teleprompters and aren't your own man, your own woman. You're so pissed that InfoWars dwarfs 10 or 15 of your biggest organizations together, including the New York Times, and that we're a small operation that's grassroots and gaining steam. You're scared. You hate the fact you're not your own person. And you have zero integrity. So go ahead and try to ban us. Go ahead and have Google on Chrome delist us. Go ahead and have Quantcast take us off. Go ahead and try to imagine we're not there. And it'll only make people flock to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and our other sites that much faster. But I've always done this. When government-connected hackers brought down InfoWars a decade ago, I launched Prison Planet. When they tried to shut down my radio show, I launched the Nightly News. When they physically attacked me and did all sorts of other garbage, I launched a larger network. So, following in our past formula of liberty, we're only going to expand InfoWars that much more now in the face of your attempts. And we've never seen such support with listeners spreading our articles and our videos and buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com in response to what you're doing, because they understand we are on target. In conclusion, I leave you with a historical parallel from the Second Great War, World War II. And it was a saying that fighter-bomber crews and pilots used. You know you're over the target when you're getting the flak. They didn't have radar earlier in the war. Their maps weren't very good. They get off course. but they knew to go towards the flak. They knew to go towards the flames and the burning buildings. They knew to go to where the smoke was and where the fight was happening. And those big anti-aircraft guns would be firing up thousands of feet into the air, and they would turn those bombers in and fly right in over the targets and drop their bombs on those Nazi factories. And so I leave you with that. We are over the target, and InfoWars is getting more attacks now, some days, than even the head strategist for the White House, Stephen Bannon, and sometimes even more than Trump himself. It is epic because they're so scared of the spirit of InfoWars, the reawakening of our republic, and the fact that the military, the police, foreign governments, and huge populations listen to us, and they can look at how we're rising exponentially. So they're pulling the incredibly dangerous move of openly now trying to physically shut us down. Wow, I never knew growing up right here in Texas that I'd be at this level fighting tyranny. I just started a local radio show when I was 21 to promote the Second Amendment. But I guess, you know, as they've said many times, great times make the person. And all of us are being forced to really take action and do incredible things because we live in amazing times. The circumstances are just so incredible. That's why I always end by saying, you're the hope. You're the answer. If you are watching this transmission, if you're listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. In this special report, we are looking at what InfoWars has dubbed the Trump effect. He's only been president-elect for a month. It's 43 days until he's finally in office, January 20th, and already Carrier is staying in Indiana. Multiple Ford plants are now not going to Mexico, but staying here. And the head of Ford says if Trump cuts corporate taxes, they'll move everything back to the United States. And now Apple's talking about bringing its iPhone plants back to the United States. But there's more. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. $50 billion is now being announced to be invested in high tech in the United States by the Japanese. Chief executive and chairman of the SoftBank Group, Masayoshi Son, has pledged to invest at least $100 billion in the United States now that Donald Trump has been elected. It's estimated that the deal, if it goes through, will create at least 50,000 new jobs in the United States only in the first year. Mr. Son, the head of one of the most powerful Japanese corporate conglomerates, visited Trump Tower today and told reporters they had made the decision now that the United States had different leadership that was basically towards growth. But even the Wall Street Journal had little snide remarks like, Mr. Trump claims responsibility for the announcement that Mr. Sun is making when Mr. Sun made the announcement from Trump Tower and gave Trump credit. Mr. Sun also has a history of going straight to national leaders to talk business. In September, he met with South Korean president and pledged to invest $4.5 billion in the country's technology sector. Now, let's go over a list of the super high-tech jobs that he's pledging to bring to the United States, reversing the flow of high-technology jobs out of the nation. The $50 billion comes from the overall $100 billion fund. Mr. Sun plans to spend heavily in fields including the so-called Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, deep learning, and robotics. He has said he wants to become the Warren Buffett of the tech industry. I want to make this clear. Half of the biggest Japanese investment fund is now coming to the United States. The other half, other parts of the world. Talk about delivering. And under Obama, he made the decision to bring zero here. And why is Mr. Sun announcing the $50 billion investment that'll hire at least 50,000 people in the first year in robotics and other technology? Because suddenly we're going to have cheaper power prices because Trump's going to allow our power plants to be turned back on. We're not going to have regulations that harass businesses. But most importantly, if you look at China, they have a corporate income tax that is way lower than the United States. And as soon as that's equal, then it will make sense to come back to the United States of America. Those are two special reports that we worked till 3 a.m. to put out last night, along with several other reports. Quite frankly, I'm working even harder now with the crew than I was before the election because the true battle is now being joined. Notice Trump's pointing out that the new
Air Force One should cost $2 billion, not $4 billion, and it's a big ripoff. And his move to cancel it is only going to illustrate that Boeing, a quintessential American company from Washington State, has basically moved to China and that they need to move back. And watch, I predict within 2 years, Boeing will begin to cancel construction of new factories in China and move most of its operations back to the USA. That's what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen. And as soon as that corporate income tax gets cut by 15% to match China, in fact, Trump wants to go to 20%, five below China, it is going to be a giant sucking sound back into the United States. Now, that'll just restore balance. China, again, the U.S. has lost 80% of its industrial capacity since the 1970s. That's a conservative number. Some estimates are as much as 85. But 80% is gone. If Trump can get 20% of that back, it's a devastating victory for this country and for the average person. And plus the Chinese generals that own and run that country, they don't give anything to the workers. It's not like we're building up China. We're building up the elites there to come in and buy up U.S. assets. So he's playing Japan off against China. He's made all the right signals. The minute he stood up to China and signaled that he would, boom, here comes one of the top guys that runs Japan. Those people have, I mean, the SoftBank Group, tens of trillions. I mean, they run the show in Japan and much of the world. And they go, oh, $50 billion, boom, next year. 50,000 jobs, boom, super high-tech development, above NASA stuff, coming to the United States of America, and they're going to hire. What do the Japanese do? Unlike, I'm not bashing the Koreans, but the Koreans, you know, basically hire their own people at their plants here in the U.S. predominantly, in all the mid-level, high-level, not Japan. They bring in Americans. So this is a very, very exciting situation taking place, and it shows that the globalists headed out to get this country. All Trump's got to do is take the federal government's boot off of our neck. Now, I have some big fake news announcements here for you about fake news. Roger Stone's joining us in the next segment to talk about it from Trump Tower, I should add. Boy, if I'm just going to stop right there. He's got a lot to talk about. He's not been doing a lot of interviews lately because he's writing his big definitive book on the election and what transpired. But I've never had the disgraced MSM, CNN, CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, all of them, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, San Jose Mercury News, I mean, you name it, I'm talking hundreds a day. National Public Radio is attacking me morning, noon, and night. Everybody I know has family calling them that know me and are saying, this is incredible. We've never heard this on NPR. They attack Alex Jones more than Trump now. And I'm going to explain why they're doing this. Now, I decide, getting in the car this morning, I keep hearing NPR is attacking me on the hour. I turn it on. I never really listen to NPR, except maybe once a month to monitor things, or in some areas of the country, it's the only talk radio there is. So I listen to it maybe once a month or so. And it was Tom Ashbrook, On Point's name of the show. And I tune in, and this is what I hear. In fact, I've got a recording of some of it that was done over the iPhone, so it's too scratchy. But this is what I hear. Alex Jones is incredibly convincing, and it can be slicker, or as slick as CNN or NPR, and he's very dangerous. He's convincing people. Listen to this outrageous lie. And I'm like, the Clintons have left a trail of death behind them and assassinations. People had their arms and legs cut off, and it's been ruled suicide. That's been in the Arkansas papers. That's been in national news. That's been in major publications across the country for 20-plus years. They think their audience is stupid and don't know about, I came, I saw, he died. She overthrew Libya. She destabilized it, brought in radical Muslims. Over 60,000 have died. I mean, did she lie about getting shot at in Serbia on the tarmac and like Brian Williams? Yes. Is there all these other suspicious deaths around the Clintons? Yes. Do they launch all these wars? Yes. You know, do guys in the DNC that leak stuff to WikiLeaks get shot four times in the back and the guy's mother saying he was the leaker and he was killed? Yes. They said election fraud doesn't exist, then came out and said election fraud totally exists. Trump works for the Russians and is going to steal the election. Hillary, so the Russians are going to steal the election. Alex Jones works for the Russians. That all fails. They give you fake polls. They're caught in the WikiLeaks from Comedy Central to CNN to ABC News to CBS, scripting everything through Hillary and the White House and George Soros. Three groups are in those tens of thousands of emails. Excuse me, hundreds of thousands. Three groups. Soros, with through Media Matters, and it was in the emails. Do what they say. That they're with Soros and the White House. The White House and Hillary. So, there are hundreds on the death list. WorldNet Daily lists the 33 spine-tingling that are just absolutely, you know, open and shut. I've interviewed people that had the state police come to their house. The guy that lived next door to Jennifer Flowers, want to get him back on. He's on like 20 years ago. He's in the Clinton Chronicles. They broke his arms and legs in state police uniforms and said, stop videotaping Clinton across the condo way, across the, you know, the stairs, going into Jennifer Flowers' apartment. I've interviewed the guy that the state police broke his arms and his legs at the elbows and at the knees. Knocked his teeth out, almost killed him. And by the way, that's who they had kill people was the state police. State police pull you over, they torture you, they kill you in Arkansas. That's well known. I've had Secret Service on about it. Not all the state police, but his hand-picked goons. Oh, no, Bill Clinton's not mafia. He didn't steal 94% of the money from Haiti. Billions. Oh, no. He didn't fly on Jerry Epstein's plane with the pedophiles. Oh, no. It's not in the FBI manuals that they call child pornography cheese pizza. But see how they lie. They go, Alex Jones created a whole fiction and about a lie about Podesta and sex and Satanism and blamed some pizza place called Pink Comet Ping Pong and said some weird hallucination about pizza. We covered the WikiLeaks that had a code about pizzas in New York that's in the FBI file. Said, I don't know what that is, but they say it's this. It could also be about drugs. It should be investigated. Everybody else covered it, too. But that doesn't matter. Then they use linguistics and words to go, oh, there's a pizza place listed here. Somebody mentioned it on Reddit. Let's say it's all about this one pizza place to only limit it to that one area, get all the focus there, make them victims. Have some very questionable events where witnesses say no shots fired, but the news says there is, and it's an admitted actor who's been in trouble with the law. I mean, the whole thing is classic scripting. I'm not saying it's scripted. It has all the telltale signs. They've been caught doing it before. They did all those fake videos for the campaign with Hillary with fake actors in them. This is what they do. They always say, I said nobody died at Sandy Hook, the whole thing's fake. I said that's what people said. All I know is Anderson Cooper, CIA, got caught in a blue/green screen with his nose disappearing. They got caught doing fake satellite interviews where one's in New York, one's in Connecticut, and it's the same cars driving behind them. That's how dumb they think you are. I don't know how fake it is, but you're a pack of known liars. And your response is to give us the full broadside. And I'll say this. CBS broadcast doesn't have 30 million viewers like they did 20 years ago, but it's still got 4 or 5 a night. That's still got an audience, broadcast CBS. NPR, taxpayer-funded, $450 million a year, and then begs for money every day. Rockefeller Foundation-funded, all the usuals, Ford, Carnegie, you name it. They have the biggest transmitters on FM radio in every major city of this country, and they do have a big audience. I'd say NPR's got. NPR is the only liberal media that still has an audience. I want to say it's got 50 million people a day. Listen, that's conservative. NPR is the only big swinging mainstream media outlet. It's the last dinosaur standing. And so CNN, MSNBC attack us. That's a joke. But let me tell you, you get all the broadcast attacking you. You get NPR attacking you. I'm not a drinking man. I'm a teetotaler these days. But this is the time that I might want to get some Dom Perignon out and just drink it, because they held off with their final big guns. Their main capital ships attacking us until now, and that means, because they know the danger of sending us their audiences, but they think their NPR audience is so kept, so brainwashed, so shutter-minded, so stupid, that they can actually attack me, and that like cult members, they won't go hear what Alex Jones is actually saying. But they sit there and marvel, and they go, he's very convincing, he's dangerous, he has a giant audience, he is reaching 30, 40, 50 million a week. We look, he's not lying about that. And then they went to the real treacherous level. They have a, now let's talk to someone who admits a whistleblower from fake news. See, that's what Beck is now. He's the conservative that admits we're all wrong and we're all fake. And he goes on all the shows and they say he's apologized. He's a good guy now. Buy his book on NPR. He's the Judas Iscariot, the traitor, the Benedict Arnold. But see, they bring on another guy that goes, yeah, I put out fake news. Here's how I've done it for years. flying saucers landing, stuff like that. And yeah, that's how Alex does it. So, person didn't work with me. And here's a fake news person admitting it. So it's one fake news guy on NPR, the fake news king, sitting there on taxpayer state-run media, foundation and state-run media, saying I'm fake news because I said Trump was going to win.
Here on the march.
Good luck, bastards.
On the run.
Scum.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm bona fide good old boy, Dutch.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun to return to the island without me. Longing for the sun to be welcome on the island many miles away from home. Be welcome on the island without me.
Well, he's not been doing a lot of interviews, and I'm glad he hasn't been because he's a busy man. He is hosting the fourth hour today, and in the next few months he's going to kick off a daily broadcast right here at InfoWars. He's writing what will be the definitive inside scoop on how Trump decided to run for president, what happened inside the campaign, the battles, and then right through the inauguration. It's coming out in the next few months. It'll be the total inside scoop on the whole situation. But he is joining us here. Obviously, he was all over the news yesterday, entering Trump Tower through the front door. of course, all the real important business is going to the back door. I'm being sarcastic. And we just had one of the biggest Japanese titans announce $50 million to be put in here in the United States, because now we have new leadership and are going to be cutting corporate income tax. If our tax is the highest in the world, the Japanese can't invest here, even though they've been trying to. I got to hand it to them with all their Toyota plants. They've been building more plants here than Ford and Chevy and Dodge combined. And they got like three of them in Texas, and a lot of people are employed by it. They build good trucks. So they're doing the fair deal in trade. Oh, you buy our stuff, we come and build in your country, and we employ people and pay the highest wages in the U.S. at an auto factory. So I'm really commending the Japanese for what they're doing. But Carrier's back. Ford's now not announced one, but two plants. Says they may bring them all back when the taxes get cut. Globalism set this up, the globalists, to move it offshore. Now, yesterday, we saw the EU on Facebook demand that, quote, fake news be taken down. Today, it started. If you post FBI statistics that blacks commit 10 times more crimes against whites and vice versa, it's just a fact, because the whole race thing's been hyped up. Your site is taken down as fake news. If you post the Islamic rapist who raped and killed a young woman in Germany, they call it hate and remove you off of Facebook. So it is beginning. Methodist churches converting to virtual mosque for Muslim migrants. That's happening all over the U.S. and the world. The major Methodist churches here in Austin are pulling crosses out and actually hold services and ask you to give money to Bill and Melinda Gates. And they tell you, I have been in one when they took an offering for Bill and Melinda Gates for their whole eugenics program worldwide. I mean, the Methodist Church is, look at the Catholic Church headed up by the new Pope. I mean, it's like Communist Party USA. I don't use that as some verbal flourish. I mean, it's happening. This is just insane. They are moving on every front. So Paul Watson has written the definitive, with myself, list of true fake news. And obviously, it's everything from Media Matters to CNN. And then we show examples of where they put out known lies and the emails where they admit they're lying. Not circumstantial where they accidentally lied. We have them admitting they're lying. So they got caught. They were destroyed. They collapsed in the election. They want to resurrect with massive censorship in Europe and here. And they've now announced 48 hours ago that in 24 hours they would start censoring. And it's begun. So I'm having trouble believing this is even happening. I knew it was coming. Drudge warned me. Supreme Court Justice warned him. I've been warned by other high-level congressmen that this is indeed going on. So in the next hour, I'm going to read this whole article, go over examples. But Roger Stone has listed some of the fake news indexes that are, quote, written by single university professors. They don't say why they got the research or how they decide you don't exist or should be banned. You just are put in an electronic ghetto. Bye-bye, off on the digital trains. But, you know, Hitler first shut down the Jews in other speech and then put them in ghettos, and then next came the arrest. This is how they do it. But we have the president who just was announced Man of the Year in Time magazine. Let's put DrudgeReport.com back up on screen. Make media great again. And there it is, Person of the Year, Donald John Trump. And who's the real person of the year behind Trump? All of us. We all share in breaking the will of the mainstream media. What a time to be alive. So on every front, ladies and gentlemen, they're failing, but they're all over the news saying, let's censor him off Twitter. So out of one side of their mouth, they're admitting he's Man of the Year, but let's censor him. He's a racist. He's bad. Let's block him. Then they have the recounts. And as of last night, I haven't checked today. Give me the latest numbers. Wisconsin, he had 77,000 more votes gained that Hillary's people had basically stolen or had just accidentally in all these states, all the theft. I mean, you know, 9 out of 10 are from the Hillary camp. Oh, surprise, surprise. And then people say, oh, now you're glad there was a recount. No, because we had voting experts on that showed all the fraud was against Trump. He really won five other states. And now we're seeing he was right that millions of people voted that shouldn't have. Now we're learning the truth. If you added all the states up, it was 77,000, the recount's only half done. Where is it really? Joining us till the end of the hour is the man who was the head of the Trump campaign when it all began, a man who's quietly been an advisor, I guess, behind the throne there. This is a very exciting time to be alive. Trump is really doing a lot of amazing things. I will say to Roger out of the gates, I don't like the don't burn the American flag, you're in jail thing, even though Hillary pushed that in 2004, so she's a hypocrite. I get they're anti-America. They hate the country. He wants to bring it back, and they want to ban our free speech and ban crosses and arrest us. So he says, we'll arrest you if you kill our symbols. I get what he's doing, invoking Americana, but it's almost getting to their level. I don't want to start with the criticism, but we can't just gush here. What do you think, Roger?
Alex, first of all, thanks for having me on. I agree with Trump's sentiments. These people aggravate me when I see them desecrating a flag for which so many have died and the freedoms this country has provided. Surely Trump knows that the Supreme Court has, in fact, ruled that this repugnant speech, free speech, is allowable. But only repugnant speech needs free speech rights. I don't see him focusing on this in any way. You're right. I went to see him at Trump Tower yesterday. I did a little brief interview afterwards. As you know, it's always been my policy not to reveal what are private conversations, but I would say a couple things. He's very upbeat. He's very optimistic about turning things around. He is working the phones like a Trojan on other deals like Carrier, where he might be able to step in and protect some jobs. The mainstream media doesn't understand that beyond the 1,000 jobs he probably saved in Indiana, the significance is symbolic. We're going to stop shipping our jobs overseas, and we're going to start fighting and working to keep them here.
America is open for business again, and of course, signifying dropping the federal corporate tax.
Exactly right. He is deeply immersed in his cabinet selections. He has made some decisions that he hasn't announced yet. He'll announce them in his own due time. There are other decisions still being pondered, but he points out that he is actually not behind the pace of some of the other previous administrations. He's very excited about my book, The Making of the President, how Donald Trump, 2016, how Donald Trump orchestrated an American revolution and proved the mainstream media wrong. And he's particularly happy about, you know, the blueprint for America that's going to be in the appendix of the book to kind of outline where we're going. So, generally speaking, he's in an extraordinarily good mood. He's working very hard hours. I saw him walking the Japanese billionaire you referred to the elevators. It was an exhilarating experience.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those. I don't think I've ever seen one of those Japanese titans, and obviously Sun's one of the biggest of the four or five guys that run Japan, beaming. He just loved Trump.
They evidently had a good meeting. As I said, it was actually very cool to come in the front door for a change.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's such an exciting time. But talking about a Trojan, talk about a Herculean task cleaning out the Aegean stables. This is incredible, draining the swamp here. I know for a fact, and I'll just leave it at that, that Trump really is working the phones at 2 a.m. in Russia and Asia and in Europe as soon as people are up. And all he's doing, I mean, people are going to really freak out when he says winning, 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 when we've been sold out on purpose. His job's not easy, but it's not hard when he takes action, because this was all deliberate, so he can deliberately undo it. What are they going to do when he gets in and every day major corporations are announcing they're coming here and wages explode and the economy explodes and the receipts into the tax base explode and the deficit starts going down? I mean, this is going to be amazing.
Well, he clearly understands that revitalizing the economy is the key to everything else he wants to achieve. Now you have the money to build the wall. Now you'll have the money to rebuild our national defenses. Now you'll have the money to take care of our veterans. The answer to everything is always a booming economy. And he's very focused on being the jobs president. He's very focused on reversing all of the trends. I know he huddled with Larry Kudlow the other day, who I think is literally the smartest guy around in terms of growth economics and what can be done to spur this economy. I think the appointment of Steve Mnuchin tells us that Trump himself is going to dictate economic policy. Remember, it was John Connolly, Richard Nixon's Secretary of the Treasury, who talked him into wage and price controls, one of the worst decisions ever made. Trump is going to have his own imprimatur on economic policy. And if you want to know what he's going to do, unlike every other politician in the world, go to his economic plan that he laid out in the campaign, because that's exactly what he intends to do.
And let me lay this out. I don't want to get into the whole attack on free press. That's just unprecedented. I mean, I cannot exaggerate how big it is, how real it is. I mean, I'm trying to get words to describe just how bad it is, and I'm coming up short. But pulling back, I'm now seeing a little bit of truth from CNN, which is very unusual. And even the New York Times, they go, okay, we admit it. He's not really a super right-winger. He's a populist. He's doing a bunch of stuff the classical left wanted, a bunch of stuff the classical right wanted, and they're all getting behind him now because they just want results and a good economy. And okay, it's true, he was never against gays. And okay, so I'm seeing some of the media almost schizophrenically intensify their lies about Trump. But in the same institutions, I'm seeing editorial articles from liberals now going, okay, we screwed up, we're wrong, Trump just wants to make us rich. So have you seen the schizophrenia I'm seeing?
A little bit, but I think it is caused by the fact that Trump wisely has been making some conciliatory comments about healing the country and moving together forward as one. Also, remember the backdrop. Right now, there are hundreds of establishment quidlings, Trojan horses, trying to get into this administration, swearing, oh, I was for Trump the whole time, when they weren't. So that's your backdrop. When the left loses an election, as they did with Reagan, as they did with Nixon, their next move is to try to co-opt the winner.
Exactly. Oh, that's why I was going there.
Here, you don't know anything about governing. We're here to help you. And then they begin to undo your programs and tell you why what you proposed in the election, while it may have been great rhetoric, of course, Mr. President, you realize that.
I'll say this about conservatives, even though they're wrong sometimes and can be warmongers, because I see myself as a libertarian. But Gary Johnson kind of ruined that label for a while. I hope we can resuscitate it. That conservatives will tell you what they're really going to do, generally, and that's the way it is. Leftists will lie to you to get you to talk to them or work with them and then stab you in the back and then come back again and say, I didn't really mean that. Let me back in again. They really are a weaselly bunch.
Of that, there is no question. And the glad-handers and the self-promoters are marching on Trump Tower en masse. I mean, people are submitting their resumes to this transition who have never shared Trump's philosophy and, in fact, are probably responsible for a number of the bad policy decisions that have brought the country to where it is today. So, he's got to sort through all that. At heart, he is still a businessman, and he's interested in the bottom line for America,
sure.
Jobs and prosperity. That is really the focus.
What do you make of the godfather of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, meeting with Mr. Trump, President Trump?
Not surprising, because Rahm's brother, Ari Emanuel, the king of Hollywood, has been Donald's agent for many years. Was the guy who brought The Apprentice to television and I think brokered the deal with Mark, the producer, who I actually saw yesterday leaving just before I got there. I don't find that surprising. I also think Rahm is a bit of a groupie. And the two brothers are intensely interested and focused on politics. So let's face it. It's a statue elevator for the mayor of Chicago to meet with the president-elect. I would bet that was set up through his brother.
Now, Denzel Washington was asked by the mainstream media about fake news and how we need to censor it. He said, fake news, I've got the clip right here. He said, it's mainstream media that's fake news. He said, I don't believe a word you say. He basically goes on to say he goes to the internet and then makes up his own mind. That's what's happening. There's a great editorial cartoon that's on my Twitter. We'll put up on screen in a few minutes here that shows Trump throwing a football over the mainstream media to a guy sitting in an easy chair. And it says social media on the football. He's just bypassing them. They've officially died. Next hour, we're going to play a clip of a speech James O'Keefe did where he's basically, heralding that. And I mean, we're not just saying that. It's true. I wish the media hadn't killed themselves.
No, Alex, you're absolutely right. Fake news really is a problem in this country. CNN, that's fake news. Mike Smirkanish, lies. John King, lies. These people lie. They go on the air and they say things that they know are falsehoods again and again and again. So there is a problem with fake news. That doesn't mean I think they should be banned or censored. They don't need to be. Their ratings are falling. No one's watching because no one believes them. And ultimately, they'll go out of business because they will no longer be profitable. That's because they literally never tell the truth.
Well, that's my next question, obviously. You've had your head down, I know, writing the book, so you've only been doing some, you know, inside stuff, obviously, and talking to me and doing a few shows. But I brought you up to speed last night, and you go, oh, that makes sense. That's why when I was walking in, you know, to Trump Tower, they said, hey, tell us about Pizzagate. And you were like, I haven't even heard of that. Well, according to mainstream media, you are at the center of it. Well, I went and looked it up. I've tried to get you to talk about it, and you said on air, let's look at the paper play, the quid pro quo, at State Department through the foundation, not at this unsubstantiated stuff. So because you said, let's not really go there, you are now behind it.
Yeah, this is an irony. Look, when the treasure trove of Clinton emails were ultimately released by WikiLeaks, I thought that the most devastating information there related to corruption, venal corruption, and treason, as opposed to sex. There's some provocative and odd things that appear to be sexually related, but I don't think that was going to drive the American voters. All I have observed is that some of these emails, the Podesta brothers, seem to use keywords which I have read elsewhere the FBI has connected to pedophilia. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying...
That's right. We've never said any of them are doing
anything.
It.
I don't know.
And we are saying Clinton flies on the Lolita Express with a convicted pedophile. I mean, obviously this stuff goes on. We're not saying these other people are involved. We're just covering it. But the fake news knows that. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
A new CD that just came out, maybe yesterday on Beatle Records. Ho, ho, ho again, and Merry Christmas to you all!
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Roger's doing five more minutes with us in the next hour, but we start the second segment, the longer segment. I'm going to get into this top story from Infowars.com that is of the absolute greatest importance that must go mega viral everywhere in the fake news wars. They called us conspiracy theorists before. We've dominated them. They've been caught lying. Now they're moving with conspiracy theories sandwiched in with disinformation and saying we're fake news when they're the fake corporate state-run media. Now, mainstream media is dead except NPR, state-run. It's got big FM transmitters, 100,000 watters in every city. In many areas, that's all you've got in rural areas is NPR. It is brainwashing. And they are hitting me every couple hours with incredible lies, having whistleblowers on that admit they write fake news, but not for my organization. So, see, that's how they do it. It's amazing. Meanwhile, self-proclaimed hack came out yesterday on MSNBC. He said, I'll lie, you know, to the Clintons. Tell me what to say. I'll say anything. Glenn Thrush went on and said, shut down InfoWars. That we sent a gunman in. You know, this is the stuff they're doing, folks. So next level lies. Now, we've launched a petition. You go to InfoWars.com, and it's on the front page. It pops up. We're going to put a link, too, because it only pops up once when you first go to the site. Defend independent media from fake news attacks. We're going to launch a new coalition with a new website the next week as well. This is to get alerts on attacks on free speech and to have this petition, when you sign it, sent to Congress and sent to Donald Trump. And I mean, it's going to be wheelbarrows. 10,000 people have already signed up since we launched it 2 hours ago. And also, you can forward this petition on to other people. Will this save the world? No. But all the things we do together will turn the tide. And obviously, Trump's busy with trying to get jobs back, getting his people put in place. He's not even aware, folks, I'm told, I'll leave it at that, that Twitter's openly doing a petition to have him banned off his own Twitter. So they want to censor the president. The EU announced censorship 48 hours ago, starting in 24 hours. It's now begun through Google, through Facebook, through Twitter, blocking our websites in Europe, including Breitbart, Drudge Report, and InfoWars. We all need to organize and fight this, folks. Sure, we just won the presidency. They're hopping mad. They're scared now. They're coming after us. Roger Stone, how serious is this?
This is very serious, Alex, and it's payback. What they realize is that in this most recent election, the tipping point has been reached. Independent net-based media now has more power than the networks and cable TV and the mainstream media, who were in the tank for Hillary Clinton from day one. Distorting any fact about Donald Trump and minimizing any problem regarding Hillary Clinton.
And caught red-handed in the WikiLeaks, taking orders.
And therefore, they're hysterical to try to discredit us. But all these attacks on us have done is made us stronger. When the President of the United States attacks InfoWars by name, when Hillary Clinton attacks Alex Jones and Roger Stone by name, I can speak only for the stone cold truth. My viewers went up dramatically.
Our ratings on Quantcast and others went from the 150s to the 80s. I mean, to give you context, Drudge is like number three. We're like 80 something. And InfoWars is a small part of our overall operation. I mean, this is insane. We have 40 plus million on average week viewers and listeners now. I mean, NPR might have that with all its shows combined. We're now as big as NPR.
Well, and people have a hunger for the truth, and they know they're not getting the truth from mainstream media if they ever did. So this is a sea change that they now want to undo. The only way they can undo it would be to either shut down the Internet entirely, and don't rule that out. That's perhaps why we're transferring control of the Internet to the UN. Insanity.
Stay there. Exactly. That's what I should have started with. In fact, that's what this is. Back in 70 seconds with Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. Spread InfoWars.com. Spread StoneColdTruth.com. Because believe me, they don't want people to have it. It's powerful. Share it with your mainline liberal dingbat friends.
Good evening, Jamie. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm coming at you from fetal wreckage.